Christina Grace. I'm the editorial director for Skybound, which a lot of you have questions about. There's only one person who can really answer them, and he is a cultural zeitgeist, soon to be like worldwide juggernaut. He already is. His name is Robert Kirkman, and he's right here.
Don't you worry.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Is this mic working?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Hi, and welcome to the Robert Kirkman panel. I know we have a Walking Dead show going this year, and I worry that you guys might have been expecting pyrotechnics or something really cool. We got a little slideshow, so that's new for me. Usually it's just me sitting here, rambling along. So
like you're doing now.
Like I'm doing now? Oh, is this how we're going to do this?
Maybe.
So anyway, we had a big announcement in the New York Times on Monday that I formed Skybound, which is my new imprint of Image Comics. It's important to note that it's an imprint of Image Comics. I'm not like forming my own company or taking my books away from Image Comics. I love Image Comics. I'm not planning on going anywhere. But it's a new imprint that we're doing, where I'm basically going to try and find new creators that are putting together really cool books and kind of give them a leg up and oversee things and help them out and, do that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited about it, and I think we've got some really cool books coming from this. So I hope you guys are all excited as well.
Don't stroke his ego. First question, who is Evelyn Salt? No. Question about Skybound.
Jason Bourne.
Question about Skybound. Are people turning in like their pitches? What are you looking for right now?
Right now I would just say that we're just starting out. We're going to try and start small and just come out with the strongest books possible. And so it's really kind of a don't call me, I'll call you kind of situation. We're being very selective, and I'm actively on the hunt for different things. I'm scouring the internet and looking at things here, but we're not accepting submissions right now. If you guys are putting together cool comics, send them directly to Image Central, and they'll definitely take care of you. So that's our mode of operation for now.
So people are not turning in their three-page pitches to me anymore.
Good. Yes, please stop emailing us. We have been a little bombarded over the last week. It's been a lot of fun, and we're very flattered, but right now we kind of have more books than we can handle, so we're kind of starting small.
You guys are going to have more questions, and we're going to do a Q&A, so we're going to breeze through all the comic stuff right now. Why don't you talk about the source material for your AMC show, The Walking Dead comic book? What can we expect? What's going on?
There's cool stuff coming up in the comic book. I don't know. Right now they're in the community. I don't know if anybody's read issue 75. Anybody? Good. You can kind of see that things are getting pretty rough for Rick, and there's a lot more turmoil that's kind of arising in the community. And as you can see here, this is the cover to 79. There are still zombies in the book, so and lots of them. So that's something that everyone can look forward to.
That's the trade.
Nope.
That's the cover to the what number?
13.
It's the number, the 13, the volume 13 trade. That'll be out in November. So I don't remember what the title is, but I'm sure someone will tell you at some point, and you can buy it.
Do you want to talk about Witch Doctor?
Let's go ahead and talk about Witch Doctor. Our first Skybound title is something we're really very excited about, and since I'm more at the I'm better at the conversational stuff and not good at the giving you information part of these panels, and so I'm going to call up Brandon Seifert and Lucas Kettner, who are the creative team behind Witch Doctor, so that they can talk about Witch Doctor very briefly.
Good to see you.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, I just met this guy over lunch. I've been talking to him for a year. One time.
Yeah, I just met him face to face.
So, Witch Doctor, fellas, let's hear about it.
So, Witch Doctor is a horror medical drama. It's sort of the pitch that we used for people who aren't comics geeks is House Meets Fringe. That's not entirely accurate. It's more Doctor Strange meets Doctor House. You know, it's the same kind of archetypal jerk doctor character, except he's investigating basically the biological basis behind the supernatural. And it's not sort of like an explained supernatural thing where we're making it all science fiction. We're saying, oh, it's actually this. There's magic, and, you know, gods and all this sort of stuff. But it all has a basis in the weirdest stuff from real biology that we can find.
And it's awesome.
We try.
So yeah, it'll be coming out in 2011. The guys are hard at work on it right now, and you'll be seeing more about it as the weeks and months pass. So yeah, I hope you guys are all looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys. Oh yeah, we have a preview issue that's on sale at the Walking Dead booth, which is at the front of the Image booth, 2729. So you guys can go down there and pick it up. We will be giving a slew of them away here at the panel. No. So be on the lookout as we try and figure out how we're going to give them away.
Maybe as they ask questions and then
sure.
At the end. Okay.
If you ask a question, you get a free comic, and then at the end of the panel, we'll just take whatever's left and hand it out.
There we go. Should we talk about the show?
Yeah.
Or should we talk about Invincible? Talking about.
Yay.
Viltrumite War, how's that going?
It's going along good. We're a little behind right now, I'll admit. 74 should be in stores soon, and then 75 will follow, and then after that we'll put out 76. I hope you guys are enjoying it. It's a huge story arc, and Ryan Otley is really kind of killing himself to make this book awesome, and as the pages come in, the scale of the war is getting bigger and bigger, and It's kind of a breathtaking experience to be able to see the pages come in and see this story kind of actually, you know, happen. It's something that we've been building toward for years and years, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm really excited with how it's coming out, and it should be wrapped up in issue 78, and then we'll be on to the next thing. So stay tuned.
Cool.
All right, any slides? Do you have any Invincible slides?
Well,
none?
Not
they were really
they
excited
seen.
About Invincible.
Not that they
were
haven't
paying
seen,
attention?
Though, because we don't have a 79 cover.
Okay.
I'm taking an off month.
All right.
After this, no. Let's talk about the show.
Okay.
Answer a question that hasn't been asked about the show. What's it?
You have a question that hasn't been asked about the show?
No such thing.
I don't know why that's funny. Anybody got a question? Yeah, start. Let's do it. Start lining up here or something.
You guys are funnier than us.
Does that mic work? I'll stand.
You want to stand?
I'll stand.
Hey, thanks for coming out. Sorry to do that. You guys are nice enough to come out here. I should probably stand up. Okay, ask your question.
Oh, I want to cut you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm all situated.
All
right.
Get going. Are you going to ask or not?
Big fan of your comic book. It's the only comic book I collect right now. I love the writing of The Walking Dead. I'm a big part of the local 706. Wondering where you guys are doing your filming, and how do I get involved?
There's nothing I can do for you.
Where are you?
Honestly, the first season is almost done. They're shooting the fifth episode starting on Monday.
I can't stand the fact that half the time they start shooting these things, and the fans that want to work on these things can never get on them. It's always people that never watch the project or anything.
It's because we don't blame you.
Where are you?
I really don't know who you would contact. I mean, do you do makeup?
I do makeup. I'll figure out.
What's your phone number?
Okay.
It is shooting in Atlanta, I can't say. So
oh, it is in Atlanta. That's what I thought. That's probably, it's a different local at 798.
Oh, okay.
I already know.
I don't know what that means.
I know.
No one else in this panel, but sit down. There are better ways to do this. What?
You said you were ending the comic book at 78?
Yes, 78 is the last issue of The Walking Dead. I apologize.
Alright, then how do we get your autograph?
I'm joking. What was that?
How do we get your autograph here?
I have signing times that I am somewhat aware of. Hello. I have a sweaty piece of paper here. Okay, I have no signing times today. I apologize. But let's see here. The big Walking Dead panel is at 11:30 tomorrow. 11:30 to 12:30. Then I sign with the cast from 1 to 2.
That is a ticketed event. It's a raffle event. We've already given out all the tickets for today. So come by first.
Bless you.
I'm the one who has to deal with them.
So go down. Stephen will give you a ticket because I told him to. Just go down to the booth.
And we got to go early Friday to get tickets.
What's up?
If we go down to your booth, that image early on Friday, we go.
Yeah, we have about, I think, 30 to 40 more to give out tomorrow.
So we'll be all fighting with each other.
It's about 65 tickets, I think, 60 to 75. There's just no way there are going to be 10 people signing and we just can't have like 300
people.
You
guys really just want my autograph, though, right?
Yep.
So, I'll be signing from 4 to 5 with Todd tomorrow. From 5 to 6, I'll be signing by myself. And then on Saturday, I'm signing... I hope you guys do care about this. I don't mean to go on so long.
With Charlie.
On Saturday?
No, I thought we were talking Sunday.
4 to 5 on
Saturday. Yes, 4 to 5, yeah. 4 to 5 on Saturday and 1 to 3 on Sunday.
Is that all that image?
I thought I had more on Saturday,
huh? No.
Alright, we should probably discuss this stuff before the panel starts, shouldn't we?
Maybe.
Man, I apologize for that. So, are you still standing?
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Big
fan. Give him two comments.
Thank you.
That was
too late.
I did it.
Are you really going to keep that up? All right, go for it.
Okay, I just want to say I was a zombie virgin before I started reading The Walking Dead. My husband.
Provocative.
Yeah. My husband got me into the comic, and I haven't been able to put it down. Me, I'm not a good zombie person. Now I am.
You made a woman out of it.
That's all great and everything, but the fact of the matter is I signed up with Frank Darabont to direct the pilot. The thing about Frank is he knows about adapting material. He's done a lot of Stephen King movies, and he's really good at that, and so I was lucky enough to pick a team that is very respectful of its source material, and so I can assure you that, you know, there's not going to be anything that you would really not, like, see in the comic. It's going to be very true to the material, and I'm very happy with how it's turned out. So come to the panel tomorrow. There's like a 5-minute teaser that they're going to be showing. If they don't let you in, just tell them I said. Don't do that. It's going to be really cool. So,
awesome. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. As you see more footage, you'll be much more reassured, I promise.
Thank you.
There are talking ducks. I don't know. I don't know. I'm doing that. All right, Punisher, what's up? Talk to me in Kentucky, you're wasting this people's time.
Where do you live?
You don't know where I live? Well, there's a reason for that.
Do you see that there's like an oversaturation of zombie material in the media right now, and do you anticipate any sort of backlash from that?
Not really.
Not to be a downer?
I know there's a new Romero movie, and then Zombieland came out last year, but there's not really that many zombie comics as there were like a few years ago, and am I missing something? Your question's stupid. What are you talking about? I don't know. It doesn't seem like that. I think people are really excited about there being a zombie television show because there's never been one before. And luckily, this is going to be a good one. So hopefully it's... Are you just trying to bring me down? It's probably going to be a failure. I know that. What can I do?
As long as the story's good, it'll be good.
It'll be really cool. Do you have another question?
That's it.
All right, good. Hey, where do you live in Kentucky?
Floyd County.
Where?
Floyd County. It's like closer to West Virginia.
Can you draw me a map?
No.
Thank you.
Then you'll know where I live.
Floyd County, I go through there all the time. I am meth.
line. Come and be insulted.
I have read almost all of your comic books, but I have never seen your face.
Are we not putting my face in the book?
Offman 23.
I think you're expecting like a skinny Gerard Way.
It's hey, look, no one's looking at you, so don't be nervous. You called me fat in a way. You didn't start out very well. Which is really my fault. I can't really be angry about it. I eat my cheeseburgers myself. How could I even really be upset?
Anyway,
say more.
Anyway, would you ever come back to write another installment of Marvel Zombies? Because after you left the book, it just...
It's been ruined. There's really no point. At this point, I don't even know what I would do with it. I mean, I had a lot of fun writing... That's a joke. I had a lot of fun writing Marvel Zombies 1 and 2. She's shaking her head. It's not a joke. I had a lot of fun writing Marvel Zombies 1 and 2, and, you know, I kind of said my piece, and, you know, and they've moved on, and I've moved on, and so the answer, my friend, is no.
Okay, one more, just for posterity. What is your favorite
Look, buddy, writer? You can ask all the questions.
What is your favorite rock band?
My favorite rock band? Probably Rock Band 2. Myself, I have no idea where this shirt came from. I don't even know where this store is, but I wear it all of the time.
First of all, you've lost weight since last year, so I don't even
know. Well, you, my friend, are full of it.
I'm not in the store, actually. Read that book, it's free. It's Adventures of Black.
Sit down.
No, I wanted to congratulate you. I'm sorry, I was stroking his ego for a minute. I apologize.
Why, I don't
know. Selling monthly at my store, so I wanted to congratulate you.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome.
I expected it.
Well,
are you Walking Dead?
What? Cool. No, Walking Dead. We actually sell more trades of that than we do issues.
Oh, okay. So. Do you want to shop Tom?
I would love to. That would actually be awesome. All right. Cool. My question is, last year you had Todd come up and you guys talked about Haunt and the you know, what
Todd asked again this year, and I said no.
That was a good decision. That's awesome. No,
he has trouble stopping with the training.
And he talks about baseball.
I just, it's ridiculous.
Right. Are you happy with Haunt? Are you happy with the direction?
Yeah, I'm happy with Haunt. I wish it was coming out more often.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, Todd likes to ink. Sometimes Todd doesn't get time to ink. We have another inker named Jonathan Clapian who's coming on with issue 8. So he inked issue 8, and that's going to be out very soon, and he's already working on issue 9. And Greg is just kind of trucking along, so he'll be back on track very soon as far as the schedule goes, hopefully. And I'm very happy with how it's coming out. I hope you guys are enjoying the story. It's definitely
going well. Who has the more creative control when it comes to that, you or Tom?
Oh, it's definitely me.
Okay, well, let's do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was wondering, you know how the fun with Walking Dead is it? Never supposed to end. With the TV show, do you have an ending in mind, or do you think it's just going to go on forever like it seems?
Well, I'm sure. TV shows don't usually go on forever. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really like. I'm working in the writer's room and I'm involved in everything, but as far as like planning an ending for the television show, I think the whole way television works is that you hope that there's never an end, so no one on the television show is sitting around trying to figure out how to wrap it up. So right now we're just trying to figure out how to get working on season 2. So I'll let you know, though.
Which poster were you talking about?
The movie, the preview that you had on the last screen.
She is not in the show as of yet, and so that's why she's not there. But, you know, that's, you know, maybe going to happen. So. She didn't hear it from me. Look at tall man.
Yeah. Okay, I asked another show-related question.
Sure.
Rather than hire, you know, good-looking people and then ugly them up to, you know, make zombies, is it more cost-efficient to just hire ugly people?
just add zombies? What I would say is that you haven't seen these people without makeup, so, you know, they're pretty hideous. Every extra on The Walking Dead show that has been made up as a zombie is just a free show. I mean, it's really rough.
Alright, thanks. Keep it real.
Alright. If anyone else can ask questions that will possibly lead to the end of my career, I encourage you to do so. I would like to see my family more.
Thanks. Cool, man.
See you later. I'll just be sitting over here.
Let's get it. Did you turn the mic off?
Yeah. Did I turn it off?
Not on purpose.
What?
There's like a switch.
There's a lot of switches on this. Hello?
See that? Can you assist?
Yeah.
Wait.
Come up here. No.
Oh, wait.
Here, do you want
to... I played the guy before.
I'm just singing to this.
We're going this way now.
This way?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I wanted to ask you about Shadow.
I will say that now that the people asking questions are closer, I would be a little kinder.
I want to ask you about Skybound, specifically about Witch Doctor, because I'm from the same town as these guys, and their book is amazing. I read everything they put out so far.
You don't have to sell me on it.
Well, I know, but I want you to sell everybody here on it. What did you see in it that made you like it so much?
It is probably one of the most unique concepts. I'm not just being nice, that I've
come
across. Yeah, that I've come across in a long time. And I think that if you guys run down to the booth and pick up the preview, you'll see that it's like something, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. And, you know, that's really what I'm after, stuff that is completely unique to comics and extremely entertaining. I mean, you heard the concept. It's absolutely brilliant, and it's really well done, and the art's okay.
Yeah.
The art is spectacular.
Yeah.
And it's a really...
I will say, great. Lucas plays a mean keytar, though.
Does he?
He really does.
Rock Band 2, you and me, baby. I think we're playing Rock Band.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh.
Good.
Here you go, buddy. Sorry.
Thanks.
Go back to being mean. Alright. Public Enemy, really?
Yeah. I saw it. So I'm okay. Anyways, quick question. I even heard that Walking Dead was originally kind of shot to NBC, and then it kind of moved to AMC. Are you satisfied with that? Like, obviously, there's probably a bigger check with NBC, and but I think with AMC, you have more creative control. Like, being someone that's from the indie comic scene, is that AMC? Yeah.
I was really bummed at the time because the NBC deal also involved Frank Darabont, and, you know, it just didn't come together. But looking back now, like I definitely see it as a blessing because it was very early on in the run of the comic, and it might not have been the kind of deal that I would have been comfortable with now. And, you know, it was network, so, like, all the stuff they're doing on AMC is awesome. Like, they may have had to tone it down quite a bit for network, but I probably would have made more money off the deal because network television is huge, so... Yeah, I'm much happier than AMC.
And then as well, if you guys get greenlit in first season 2, is it going to be kind of, are you guys going to go the route of Dexter, where they were really faithful to the first, well, sort of faithful to the first book, and then they kind of just did their own little thing on the second and third?
I know that Frank is a huge fan of the book, and he's extremely involved in the show, and that they do plan on continuing to, you know, follow the narrative of the comic thematically and then hitting all the high points. I know we've been talking about Woodbury, which he's said publicly, and, you know, the prison stuff is possibly going to make its way in. I mean, we don't really know because it's all very early on, but the plan is to stick with the main big chunks of the book.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot. The next one will be funnier, I promise. All right, what's up?
I really enjoyed the Invincible Acme Rex Blood game.
Guarding the Globe, which comes out in August, is a spin-off starring the Guardians of the Globe and a lot of new characters that will be coming into the events of the universe through that book. And I'm very excited about that. So, yes, there will be one soon in like 5 weeks. So be on the lookout.
Can you tell me more about Kaboomerang?
Kaboomerang? The coolest character ever? I don't know. He has exploding boomerangs that don't come back to him. It's just one of those things that I'm kind of mad with power when I do my image comics. I'm like, Kaboomerang, that's a cool name. Does that make any sense? No! Okay. He's going to be a fan favorite, I promise.
Hi.
Hello. I can't say because I would reveal too much about the show. It goes from 1 to issue 75 on my first 6 episodes. Right, move along.
And also, you said you had that they were sticking to the story pretty closely, but they're not going to kill the baby on TV.
We don't even know if Lori's pregnant yet, man. Who knows?
All right, cool, bye.
First of all, I'd say I'm such a great fan of your fans, sorry, ever since The Walking Dead made its way through French Canada. And I was wondering, because this work always struck me like how hardcore it is, and which is good, by the way. And sometimes we see, like, I'm not even talking about the recent violence, I'm talking about the sanity shaking moments we see, like Rick saw his wife shut down and his newborn baby. You sometimes, you know, have to censor yourself and say, you tell yourself, I have such a great idea, and finally just think about it, and oh man, I can't put that. That's way too hardcore.
I will say that I have children now, and I didn't have children when I started the book. And anybody who has kids knows that having kids makes you a complete sissy. And since I had kids, there would be things that I would come up with in the book that I would say, you know, that's too far. That's a bit much. And I would think to myself, am I thinking this because I feel like it's too harsh for the book and that it'll, you know, turn readers away? Or am I thinking this because I have kids and I'm being a sissy? And more often than not, I can't really look at it objectively because I don't really know. And I just assume that it's because I have kids. And so I force myself to do it because I don't want to, like, dumb the book down just because I'm, like, a complete, like, girl about stuff. And I apologize for women. I guess that's not a nice thing to say. But whatever. I'm not doing too well. But it's almost like having kids has made the book harsher because I'm constantly pushing myself to not second guess myself when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I do second guess myself and then I just carry on.
So are you saying I should stop reading Walking Dead to my kid when they're
walking? No, they don't have hair on their chest. So.
Well, thank you very much,
Rick. All right, thanks a lot.
Wait. Hold on, buddy. We only got about like 15 minutes left, so.
Can I try and make your question short?
Try to make your answer short.
Just one quick question. Now that you have the war, Ultimate War, closed, would you like to start any unsubstantiated rumors about what will happen next? Any brothers turning evil, others coming home or dying?
It's still very early on in the Viltrumite War, so I don't really want to give anything away. I will say that there has been a lot of time that's passed on Earth since Invincible has been gone during the Viltrumite War, which he's still technically, you know, doing. And so when he does finally return to Earth, there will be a lot of changes. So I'll just drop that hint. So, all right, come on. Speed it up.
Well,
was that fast enough, sir?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Next.
writing that Globe number 3. The cover just went online, and Wolfman is front and center.
Well, I was also wondering...
he doesn't die at the end of his series, I guess. Spoiler alert.
I was wondering all the release dates being pushed back. I was wondering if that was because of Mario Galaxy 2.
No, honestly, I'm kind of pissed off. I was going to tweet if a fairy came to me and said, you know, I can make your show go away and you can play Mario Galaxy 2. I would really think hard about that. You guys don't understand. When Mario Galaxy 2 was announced, I almost started crying because I love Mario Galaxy so much, and I haven't been able to play it at all. I only have like 70 songs. It's really kind of a thing.
What I got.
Sorry, I've got one more open-ended question. If you could take any current running series in any house, what series would it be and what direction would you take it?
I have no interest in doing anyone else's comics at this point. Like, I don't even care. Like, there was a time when I was a Spider-Man, but it's like, you don't really get Spider-Man, you get to, like, do what they really kind of want you to do with Spider-Man, and there's, like, 7 guys that, like, give you suggestions, and there's 45 books, and it just seems like such a pain in the ass. Like, it just doesn't even interest me. So, Nova.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Kirk, I'm very amazing. Came from Louisiana. I have a question. I know you're pretty vehement about The Walking Dead ever being in color and, you know, staying black and white. I appreciate that. The question is,
announce the color Walking Dead? Go ahead.
The production skills I've seen for The Walking Dead obviously are in color. Was there ever consideration to do The Walking Dead, the series, in black and white?
There was a lot of talk, mainly because of Frank Darabont's movie The Mist and how he did a black and white version on the DVD of that. And, you know, like, people seem to kind of want that stuff, so I don't know. There may be some kind of connection.
But, I mean, I really don't even know. Is it one way or the other? Is it color or is it black and white?
It's definitely color on air. Just because you don't want to be flipping through channels and see, like, a black and white TV show and be like, oh, that's some old movie I don't want to watch next. It's color. And, you know, I want it to be a good TV show, and I feel like doing it in black and white would be a little, you know, stunty or whatever, and so people might not want to watch it because of that. So, yeah. It's going to be on color on TV.
Yeah. In HD.
In HD, sure.
Two quick questions. You're very, really, really funny. And I'd like to know if you ever consider doing stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy involves creativity and, like, writing and, like, coming up with, like, jokes and being able... This is all just me, like, being mean and, like, having conversations.
We would like to see, you know?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
And I'd like to know if the show is going to be aired in Brazil.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, the Fox International deal does include Brazil. So yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks.
I'm glad I can answer that question.
I'm from Salt Lake City. I was hanging out with Brian now again.
Sorry.
He speaks highly of you on occasion.
What did he say?
He speaks highly of you on occasion.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I want to, two quick things. One, just thank you for making me terribly embarrassed for crying uncontrollably from Invincible 63. That was a rough month. And, anyway, what is the determining factor for AMC continuing Walking Dead? Is it just ratings, or is there something specific? I mean,
there's a lot that goes into it, but the main thing is ratings. So, you know, tell your friends and, you know, hopefully, I'm very optimistic. Thankfully, I'm very optimistic about how the show has been received thus far. Everyone at the network is very happy about it. It looks great. I've got a cut of the pilot. It's amazing, and things look really good. So it's really just comes down to, like, how it rates when it debuts, and then they'll start making a decision. But it looks really good right now.
I literally booked a theater for it.
Oh.
So I'm excited.
Okay, cool. Me too.
Hi, I got a quick question. Can you please do another ongoing of Tech Jacket? I loved it.
Woo! I loved it. Tech Jacket is running currently. There's backups in Invincible. So every issue of Invincible, there's like another six pages of Tech Jacket that come out. And I can't really collect that stuff into a trade because it's only going to be 8 chapters and it'll be a really thin trade. So I may have to do more just so that I can do a second Tech Jacket trade paperback. So,
any plans for an ongoing, though? That's like
there's no plans currently for an ongoing, but I'm really giving strong hints about there being a miniseries.
I come back.
Can you tell us a little more about Guardian Glow and I'm using
Corey Walker and I are, that's going to be co-written by Benito Cerrito, that wrote the Invincible Presumptuous series with me, and then, he did those by himself, but this can do it with me, and then, Mike Getty, Ransom Getty, I just spoiled his pen name or whatever, he is, drawing the series, and, Corey Walker and I are working on creating the new characters together for the series, just like we created Invincible together, and, you'll find more about the characters, in the series, so just buy it.
Did you really have to change the name? Did Marvel make you change the name?
I can't comment on that in any way, shape, or form. Yes.
Also, we have time for a few more questions, so.
See, I set it up.
Right? Thanks so much.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Robert? Last year, around like April, I was getting deployed to Afghanistan for about a year. So I went to my compass dealing, and I was like, I don't want to take comics, but can you put me up on a graphic novel that is, like, hot and I'll be able to, like, just be able to read and just enjoy and suggest The Walking Dead? So I bought volumes 1 through 9, and I've been reading comics for, like, 20 years, and I have to say that, hands down, this is the best read of comics that I've ever did.
Thank you.
And I actually passed it on, like, to, like, Marines who had never picked up comics and probably thought they were gay. And I was just like, hey, man, you guys got to read this shit. Best shit ever.
Should buy it.
And like, I helped maybe 40 Marines on this whole series, and it was just awesome.
Oh, cool.
I think that's like, it is the best book that's ever out there. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
That's the worst question I've ever been asked.
We're trying.
Yeah, I am writing my first comic, and I wouldn't get any advice for explaining writing to the audience.
I would say, you know, try and find somebody to make a comic. I mean, that's really the best advice I can give you, just because breaking in as a writer is next to impossible, just because reading scripts takes far too much time, and it's hard to look at a script and go, this is awful, I don't have to read this, which you kind of have to do when you're looking at artist submissions, and it's kind of easy because, you know, you can tell if the art's bad just by a glance. So you have to find an artist somehow and try and make a comic. I mean, that's really what you need to do, and, you know, you can do that on the web and do web comics and then send that around, and that's really the best way, I think, to break in as a writer, is just by making comics, which is, I know, really hard to listen to and be like, oh, thanks. You know, I get to break into writing comics by making a comic book. That's what? So, but I mean, that's really the best advice I can give you.
Great, thank you very much.
What's up?
So, are we going to be getting our science dog miniseries in?
Well, we're doing a... We're doing a one-shot that's collecting the chapters from Invincible 25 and 50 that'll be out the same day as Invincible 75. And then there's another chapter in Invincible 75, and then 2.5 years from now, there will be another 12-page chapter in Invincible 100. And after Invincible 100 comes out, we may do something with it. But for now, it's just going to be backups, because Corey and I are busy doing other stuff. And I really like the idea of having a 12-page chapter of the story come out like every 2.5 years. I think that's hilarious.
Pizza Pals?
Invincible Pals? No, we need to work on that. I'll tell you about Invincible Pals. I think that was before your time.
Sad face.
I still don't know.
All right. Since Walking Dead is coming out, you're getting some more clout in like mainstream industries. Are you like shopping around any other projects?
I guess. I mean, nothing I can tell you about. I mean, there's a lot going on, and hopefully there'll be more announcements coming on.
Looking at anything besides like film or television?
We're going to be doing some stage plays and some radio stuff. Some parades. I'm not trying to make some parades. So, maybe a boat. We're going to make a sounding Wolfman boat.
So,
obviously, on The Walking Dead, people have a tendency of dying.
because a lot of times big actors come on for like a 6-episode deal or like 4 episodes or 8 episodes or whatever. And so I'm hoping we can get some really cool actors that wouldn't necessarily sign on for a television show because they can kind of set how many episodes they're going to do and then die. But I will say that there are actors in the show that, you know, are going to die. And, I'm apologizing to them on set because I feel really bad about it, because like when I'm doing comics, it's like it's lines on paper, you know, so it's not a big deal, but on a television show you're technically firing someone, and that's not correct. So it's like, well, you know, the story kind of dictated that we really needed to, we have to let you go, I apologize. And I don't really know how that works. It seems kind of horrible, but we're still killing characters, so you know.
Okay, we got one last question, and I've got, I think, like 4 or 5 copies left of Witch Doctor.
Can you just start taking the box and hand it around to people if they raise their hand if they want one? Or does everyone want one?
That makes it easier. Oh, yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Line up over here if you want to win. Go ahead.
Everyone loves me. Line up.
I'll stand by the door and hand them out. How about that? Is that good? Ask your question.
Give her one. Sorry, she's been big.
The show that I'm there,
oh, is that it?
It'll be on the internet, right? The Fox International bought the rights to do the show internationally, and they're in Mexico. So.
Science dog shirt, yes or no?
Technically, it's a science dog shirt because Carl wore a science dog shirt in the comic. But they didn't really, I guess, have a good picture of it when they were making it. And I didn't even know they were doing it. I was in the wardrobe trailer and I was like, whoa, look at that! And I took a picture for Corey. And it looks kind of like a bear claw. And so I kind of want to put a donut shop that's called Bear Claws in The Walking Dead that uses that logo so I can be like, no, that's not a science dog shirt, that's a bear claw shirt. Technically, sure, it's a science dog shirt. We done?
Stop it.
If you guys come by the booth, Brandon and Lucas have a signing. Is it now?
Right now. Go downstairs, guys. Not you. Let them get down there first.
Yeah, come by and you can talk to them about Witch Doctor and buy a copy of the book we're going to give out. If we give you a copy, you have to go get it signed by them. So that's the stipulation. There's no way I can check up on that, though.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you,
Robert.